Saturday, October the 2nd. Courtney Elliott brought a letter from my mother's parents. They're not exactly sympathetic to our problems. They seem more worried about a sock that was lost in our house when they were here at Christmas. Sunday, October the 3rd. My mother wrote a sarcastic reply to her parents' letter. She also offered them her last pound note to buy a new pair of socks. I begged her not to send the letter. She said she would consider the matter, and she put the letter behind the biscuit tin. Tuesday, October the 5th. Still no check from the Social Security. My mother phoned the local radio station and told them she was going to abandon her child at the Social Security office unless she was given her check. Everybody who was listening to the radio heard her. We sat and waited for the phone to ring. At 12:30, my mother said, "Put on your coat, Adrian. I'm taking you to be abandoned." As we were leaving, the phone rang. It was my father. He asked us not to mention his name on the radio. There were radio reporters and journalists at the Social Security offices. Everyone wanted to tell them their problems. There was so much disorder that the police had to come. I was only abandoned for 45 minutes before my mother was given an emergency check. They said it would be enough money for the weekend. Wednesday, October the 6th. There was a picture of my mother and me on the front page of the local paper tonight. The headline said, "A Mother's Torment." In the article, it said that my mother was 58 and that I was 5. Thursday, October the 7th. One of the younger pupils asked me for my autograph at school today. She said, "I saw your photo in the paper today and told my mother that you go to my school. But she said that's impossible because you're only 5. So I want your autograph to show that I know you." My mother phoned the local paper and insisted that they print the following correction. Mrs. Mole is 38 and not 58, as was reported in Wednesday's edition. My mother's fed up with the neighbours talking. Last night, one of them called out, "You're a good-looking woman for your age, Mrs. Mole." Saturday, October the 9th. The Guinness Book of Records phoned today. They asked my mother if she would mind her name being included in the oldest women to give birth section. My mother said she hadn't given birth yet and she was only 38. I read the whole paper, but nothing about my mother's age appeared tonight. Monday, October the 11th. The man from the Social Security came and gave my mother the rest of her money. He asked about the men's shoes under the sofa. My mother told him that they belonged to her son. She said, "I'm not going to start living with someone in my condition, am I?" We had a great dinner tonight. Chicken curry. We ate it in front of the TV. Thursday, October the 14th. I went to see Brett today. He seemed to know I was his brother because he gave me a smile and held my finger very tightly. Grandma and Stick Insect aren't getting on well. When I got home, my mother asked me lots of questions about them. I've put my name down for the school play. We're doing The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde. I'm having my audition next Monday. I hope to get the part of Ernest. Monday, October the 18th. My audition went well. The drama teacher stopped me in the middle of my Henry V speech and said, "Look, Adrian, The Importance of Being Earnest is a comedy. I need to know if you can do comedy." He gave me a speech to read, then said, "Yes, you're okay. I've decided to be an actor when I'm older. I'll write my novels during breaks in rehearsals." Wednesday, October the 20th. When I said hello to Pandora in geography, I couldn't control my voice, which trembled a lot. I didn't say anything for the rest of the lesson. Thursday, October the 21st. I can't control my voice. One minute it's loud and strong, the next minute it's high. My mother asked me why I was so quiet. Is anything wrong? She asked. No, I said in my strange new voice and left the room. Saturday, October the 23rd. Bert Baxter phoned to tell me that my father had lost his job. I was silent. Bert said, Aren't you going to say something? I said, No, and put the phone down. I'll have to see the doctor about my voice. It can't be normal to suffer like this. Monday, October the 25th. I went to see our doctor, Dr. Gray. I told him all my fears about my voice, and he said, It's only your voice breaking. It's a bit late, but you're physically immature, generally. You should take up a sport and get more fresh air. I've decided not to take part in The Importance of Being Earnest. You can't act if you can't control your voice. Friday, October the 29th. My mother's having the baby in 2 weeks' time. She's in a panic because the baby's room isn't ready yet. We still don't have enough money. My mother got money from the government because she's pregnant, but it was only enough to buy half a second-hand pram. Sunday, October the 31st. At 5 o'clock, I was invited by my so-called best friend Nigel to his Halloween party. He said, I forgot to send you an invitation, but come anyway. Dress up as a monster or I won't let you in. I decided to dress up as a demon. At 7 o'clock, I felt so unconfident about my costume that I nearly decided not to go to the party. But my mother found a can of green neon paint and sprayed me completely in it. The dog ran under the table when he saw me, so I knew I looked frightening. Nigel didn't want to let me in at first, but finally he did. There were no girls at the party, which was a bit strange. Nigel said that girls made him sick. So we all danced together, but it wasn't the same without girls. At 10 o'clock, Nigel's mother brought in the food. 10 minutes later, there was no food left. Most of it was eaten, but a lot was thrown about. Without the civilizing influence of girls, boys become wild.